Hello,
Good
Mike.
morning.
Good morning.
Welcome back. Welcome back to another Edge Got In podcast. And this is again a continuation of a very timely and newsworthy practice in our society today. We're going to be exploring in today's podcast Negativity Detox Step 2. In the previous podcast, Negativity Detox Step 1, which we encourage you guys to explore, we looked at high noticing around those negative thoughts and intonations that we actually use inside our castle, inside ourselves, that dim our light for Christ. And now we're going to move into the experience of putting off those behaviors that actually fuel darkness in and around us as we step into shifting our attention on anchoring those actions that assist us in living a life worthy of the calling we have received. So I'm going to jump in with prayer, and then we're just going to take a journey together this morning. Thank you for joining us into detoxing our lives at a deeper level. Dear Lord, you are the light of the world. We give you permission, first thing, to override our below-the-line tendencies that project lights off rather than lights on to the world around us. We know we can't give out what we haven't mastered within our own interior world. That is very clear to us. So open the eyes of our heart, Lord, to tune into those phrases and verses that pop out for us today,
Yes, Lord.
that remind us of the opportunity to identify and adjust our perceptions and behavior to more fully embrace and live out your will in our lives. This invitation to detox our lives from negativity is not for the faint-hearted, Lord. So we ask the power of the Holy Spirit to strengthen our weak knees so that we can unzip our old self, literally unzip and put off with ease and grace our old self and zip up the new self that's being renewed in the Holy Spirit with the gift of each new dawn. We desire, sweet Jesus, grant us the opportunity to be a city set on a hill, a light that outshines the darkness, so that when people see us, they encounter you.
Yes,
We give
Jesus.
you permission to override our ego, the moments when we edge you out,
Yes.
and grant us the grace to edge you into every word, thought, deed, and action. Thank you, Father God, for this opportunity to begin again today. In your most precious name we pray. Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
All right, sister. So this is a we're going to take this, you guys, in the next 20 minutes, 25 minutes. We'll see how far we get in this. This may be a
Yes.
two-step recording, because there's lots of great information here in scriptures that are definitely worthy of our lingering, worthy of our high noticing and examination of consciousness
Yeah,
to truly
and when
pause.
you discuss behavior, that encompasses so many dynamics of development. It encompasses so much, and people aren't aware of it. How is your behavior in teams? How is your behavior in diversity, motivation, decision making, conflict and negotiation, communication, power and influence, culture? So many things have to do with negativity and behavior, that it may end up being a two part or three part, four point.
Absolutely. And
Longer.
again, as we mentioned in the previous podcast, Negativity Detox Step 1, this is very much in line with the four phases, which we have a Bible study podcast on the four phases of emotional intelligence. The first step being how aware are we of our interior movement, of our interior world? Saint Ignatius has a lot of incredible information on this examination of consciousness, our interior feelings, our perceptions, how we move in life, what bumps us, what expands us. And that's the first phase of emotional intelligence. The second phase is, how well do I manage that? How well do I manage my assumptions, conclusions, my feelings and emotions? emotional swings as I toggle back and forth between positive and negative. How well do I manage that? And the third step of emotional intelligence is, and we're moving more into the second layer of emotional intelligence here with this negativity detox, that being our awareness of those people around us and how our emotional intelligence kind of spills into that, how we're triggered by those people around us and how well we manage the emotional expressions of those people around us.
And also how you analyze the impact it's having on you. You know, a lot of times being aware and is important, but how do you analyze it and analyze how you're affected by it and how it affects effectiveness and productivity within things you're doing, even in your personal lives? Many times people think of business settings, but it's so key to understand your behavior in every walk of life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so just pulling in our castle, taking a deep breath, pulling up the drawbridge, in and just allowing the Holy Spirit to, again, with any educational teaching, it's very important to just have that high noticing and just that prayer cascading through your mind. Lord, what's for me? Mm-hmm. What is for me? And just tuning into what pops for you, what resonates, what lands in your heart. Perhaps as you're listening to this, and if you're in a position to just grab a piece of paper and a pen, whatever pops out for you and lands in your heart, just simply write that down, because the Holy Spirit is stirring you into the pause to be able to learn something in that teaching that is for you specifically. This is God's work. And so God and the Holy Spirit is showing up for us today to teach us today, which I'm very grateful for. So what are we learning today? We're moving through the phases of the learning experience. The first thing, we have to learn something new. So as we touched on the first step of detoxing negativity from our lives, mirror neurons, which is a recent fun discovery, reveal an essential element to the point of entry of negativity in our life, our thought life, which ignite our emotional state of being. And an emotion is simply your body's response to your thought life. Mirror neurons it's amazing how God made us that we even have these mirror neurons. They will fire, and they're triggered by similar emotional responses in the receiver as put forth by the sender. For example, if I come into your field and I'm spewing negativity, complaining actually scientifically shrinks the brain. It shrinks the hippocampus. So our functionality and ability to think clearly actually is highly diminished when we're in the place of someone who is complaining or when we're complaining. But what happens to the mirror neurons? They actually fire similar emotional responses. And you know this to be true. If you just think of your life in the last week, what's flared you that another human being has done? that love evokes love, anger evokes anger, and these are the mirror neurons, which are also referred to kind of as an empathetic response, can work for or against you. So how does this look in terms of outshining the darkness? What do you want more of in your life? Do you want more love, more kindness, more compassionate? This is the invitation first of knowing what you want, and then giving the Holy Spirit permission, dear God, help me to be more compassionate toward others. Compassion evokes compassion. Love evokes love. This is such a powerful blueprint in behavioral neuroscience that reveals the handiwork of God. Studies have exposed the power of a person's choice to remain in a place of love and kindness in the midst of outer negativity that is demonstrated by another person. Actually, the brain waves in the sender are actually strong enough to shift the mind and the brain waves in the receiver. More information about this. I'm a science geek, and I just love the work of Heart Math Institute, which you can find more information about that. But basically, what does this say? Simply put, we have the ability to shift the brainwaves in another human being for a greater good simply by our choice for love and kindness. If this is not a God-made intrinsic programming, I mean, this has the fingerprints of God all over it.
Well, and one of the the things I think that people don't realize in all of the negativity that hits our lives, everyone basically wants the same thing. Maslow's hierarchy of needs in theory and in practice is so true of human behavior. We all want love and belonging. That's one of the, in the pyramid of the needs, that's one of the things we want. Right? We want safety. We want to be, we want esteem. We want all these things, but love and belonging is one of the essential things. Differences people have and negativity people bring about through these differences in behavior, it's really not necessary, because all we really want the same things. We just want them maybe in different ways. So how do you approach negativity in a way that's mutually beneficial in behavior is what you have to do. You have to choose, to your point. Do you want to choose the negative things that, you know, the anger, the bitterness, the wasting time, or do you want to do the meekness and choose the kindness and gentleness and love and all the things that we really want? And most people want that. It's, I think, the realization is they don't know how to get it.
You know, that's bringing up a profound memory and experience that I had with a friend of mine who was transitioning into the arms of the Lord because of stomach cancer. And it was 24 hours before she actually was with the Lord. And I asked her if she had any wisdom or anything that she wanted to pass along on her deathbed. And one of the statements that she said, and I'll never forget this, that she said, "Lauren, remember when people are unkind or when they're doing selfish, when they're in selfish behavior and they're doing unkind things to other people, just remember this, that it's literally flowing from their own pain and their disconnect from love." Mm-hmm. And so as we are approaching being agents of change to outshine the darkness here, it's very important to pray in compassion. Dear God, grant me the grace to be able to see other people as you see them.
Right.
Not as I see them, but grant me the grace to show them generous, give them generous assumptions, to give them the benefit of the doubt as I desire. I desire when I'm in the halt, which is the hungry, angry, lonely, tired, or sick. Mm-hmm. When you're in a physically compromised situation, you're going to be at higher risk to fuel dark behaviors. Yes. Which during that time, what is uplifting for you to be surrounded with support, compassion, empathy? Wow. That must be difficult. I can see that you're tired. Perhaps this behavior doesn't align with the person you're committed to being. Give people a hall pass as you desire to have a hall pass. And I'll tell you what, this is not something that's easy. That's why the prayer is not for the faint-hearted, man. I'll tell you. Because when people are unkind, you want to be unkind.
and you know what? The whole thing is that hall pass, and it brings to memory similar in the sense of when you're going through a lot of things, your behavior is not like it would normally be. And I remember it's a story told to me about this one father, and he was with his kids and they were running around the store and acting crazy and not out of control. And people were criticizing, and someone approached him and said, "Why can't you control your children?" And he said, "I am so sorry, but I just lost my wife and I have to tell them. And I just am not in the spirit to do that." And sometimes, many times, we don't understand what people are going through. And we expect their behavior to be a certain way, but there's a reason for their behavior. Now that doesn't, and other times there's not. Some people just want to be mean, right? But there are some times we need to, again, give that hall pass and seek to understand versus to judge and be negative.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And recall, consider him who endured such opposition from sinful man, and so that you don't grow weary and lose heart in your struggle against sin, because he has taken our stripes and the insults of those who insult us have fallen on him. These are all scriptures that remind us that
God is with us, and Jesus yes. has that deep compassion for us, which is what allowed him to say, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. Mm-hmm. If we have any prayer today, may it be that, God, grant me the grace of your vision on the cross, that you were able to see that the betrayal of your best friends, that it was coming from their own lack and scarcity, fears and doubts and pain. Yes. And I'll tell you, it is a divine gift. It's not one that we can muster up, that we can just put it on our to-do list. I'm going to definitely handle unkind behavior today and just muscle our way through it. Mm-hmm. It is literally a grace that takes complete surrender of our will into His to allow Jesus' love and kindness to literally spill out into our emotional acuity. And it takes that longing, dear God, override me, spill out into my emotional acuity so my intonation reflects your kindness, my calmness and responding with a kindness to a harsh response. So let's jump into some scriptures that are extremely powerful when it comes to focusing on unzipping the old self and zipping up the new self. Ephesians chapter 4 and 5. There are many different chapters and verses in the New Testament.
Love that book.
These, I know, Ephesians just rocks. Ephesians 4 and 5, they're just jammed packed with all those behaviors that restrict.
You don't learn anything from the study. Learn Ephesians because you know, man. So much.
Yep, totally, sister. It is so packed with, literally, you guys, this, if you check out Ephesians chapter 4 and 5, even if you just make that your focus for the next couple, Holy Spirit, show me where I'm stuck.
Amen.
And just highlight whatever pops out to you in Ephesians chapter 4 and 5. Where am I stuck, God, that is holding me back from my ability to shine? And so there's several of them. Do you want to just jump in?
Yeah, well, let's think about the old self and nature, right? Ask the Holy Spirit to shift your mind, right? Just ask Him to change those behaviors. Many times, again, that whole I can do attitude needs to leave. We need to ask God to do that. We need to ask God to help me, Lord, set aside my old self and change into this new self that you have designed for me. You know, all those things that creep into our life, all those things that that cause negativity, you know, anger, change me, Lord, change my old self. You know, shine your light on awareness and ignite my Holy Spirit. Those are the things you need to ask God about. And also, I think specificity is important, right? You want to make sure you're specific in things that you know in your behavior that take control of your life. Many times that takes being honest with ourselves, right? But we want to pray for God's loving grace and healing and that will take away any state of accusation and judgment we have on people. I love being mindful because mindful is being not judgmental. And that's so important when you're trying to change from your old self to your new self. The new nature, you know, taking on that new nature is also important. You know, we forget that God created us in His image, right? He created us in His image.
I can't tell you how many moments I've stopped. I'm like, oh, you mean it's not all about me?
No, it's not about you. He's created us in His image. And so if we're creating this image, it's already there. Mm. We just have to tap into it. And Lauren and I were talking about tapping today, you know? We have to just tap into it.
Yep.
Tap into it, bring it out.
Absolutely. You know?
Things to ask yourself is, which behaviors come easily for you? Is that behavior one of anger, jealousy? Resentment, yourself. Mm-hmm. What behaviors do you desire to see more of in your life? That's another question. Well, I know for me, I want to love more. I want to forgive more. It's the desire of my heart. And God says that he gives you the desires of your heart. So if you ask, if you identify what those are and what you want, then they come to you. Another thing is, what holds you back from showcasing those desires or behaviors? Is it the way you react to things? Is it because you don't put enough time in the scriptures to learn about it? It's because you're not evenly yoked. What are the things that cause you to stay in that state? And the great thing to do, the action on this, is to highlight or circle those behaviors so you're aware of those so you can make the change that you need.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I'm just going to invite those people that are listening. Just if you're in a situation to just pause from your life and the shiny objects and just taking a deep breath in and releasing and just asking the Holy Spirit, what, which of these following behaviors do I identify with in my life that I would like to unzip? And I'm just going to read a few of them from Ephesians 4 and 5 and just see what pops for you. And if you're in a position to write down, just write down which behavior are you familiar with? Which behavior have you given free rent to in your interior world? It's time to evict. And the first step is high noticing. This is part of the negativity detox. So I'm just going to read through this list and just whatever pops for you. So the first one is anger, wrath, falsity, going to bed angry, stealing, even another's reputation and sense of worth and value through slander, gossiping, and bullying. Perhaps it's foul, polluting language that cuts others down rather than edifying and encouraging and using generous assumptions. Maybe it's bitterness, indignation, and wrath, sexual vices, lust, greed, selfish desire for something, wealth, food, or power, wasting time. Perhaps it's wasting time on non-essential activities that don't glorify God. Perhaps it's wasting time beating yourself up and not releasing something that the Lord's already forgiven you for. Perhaps it's drunkenness, addictions, resentment, bitter indignation at having been treated unfairly. Again, part of the release. Maybe it's quarreling. When we fight, the brain actually releases a chemical. When we're angry or in that negative quarreling space, that energizes the brain and it's easy to get addicted to, which leads to anger management issues. Perhaps it's slander, evil speaking, abusive language that hurts another person, maybe malice, spiting, one-upping, revenge, bitterness, anger at being treated unfairly. That's a big one. Mm-hmm. Holy Spirit's convicted me on that one. Yeah. Coveting, which is a deep yearning to possess something that somebody else has. Mm-hmm. And this is a good one. Do not be vague. Are you vague in your life? Do you float and toggle back and forth between giving the world more authority or God more authority? Do you have a clear focus? As Galatians 1:10 says, am I trying to win the approval of man or of God? If I'm mm-hmm. still trying to win the approval of man, I would not be a servant of Christ. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 30:19 says, I have set before you life and death, blessings and curses. Now choose life that you may live, that you may love the Lord your God, listen to his voice and hold fast to him. Mm-hmm. So those are a few, plenty of areas mm-hmm. that just tune in. What pops up for you in your life? What do you want to unzip? Perhaps it's taking one a week and focusing on that. And then shifting to the following practices and behavior that feel shining and outshining the darkness in your life. And using the same framework, simply taking a deep breath. And now that you've focused, and perhaps you'd like to pause the recording or back up and identify those things you want to unzip before mm-hmm. moving on to this next phase of zipping up these activities that are mentioned in Ephesians 4 and 5 that you want more of, that as Dr. Stella was saying, what lights you up? What feels light to you? What energizes you? What re-energizes you? This is how the Holy Spirit works in our life. Yes. Perhaps it's humility, complete lowliness, void of hubris, which is excessive self-confidence and pride. Perhaps you, with humility comes peace. Mm-hmm. It's releasing attachment, the emotional state of clinging due to the belief without something you can't be happy. Humility is knowing you have everything you need with God, and that's enough. So you're able to release the highest positions, popularity and possessions in that place of humility. Perhaps it's meekness, quiet and gentle, not asserting your own way over another's. Perhaps it's unselfishness,
Holy Spirit, grant me the ability to put the needs of others above my own. Gentleness. Spirit, grant me kindness and tenderness, even in my intonation and my responses to others. Keeping the harmony of oneness. Perhaps it's seeing the best in others, making generous assumptions. Again, giving them the benefit of the doubt or a hall pass. Expressing the truth in love. A lot of stress in life, and stress is the power we give to outside circumstance to define our worth, value, and capability. Perhaps a lot of stress is fueled by your lack of confidence and forgetting that you have received a spirit of power, love, and self-discipline rather than timidity. And asking the Holy Spirit, give me the grace to speak the truth in love so that you don't become a professional stuffer, which creates a lot of stress in the body. Enfolded in love, loyal and benevolent, disposing to doing good. Dear God, what's my give back project today? Perhaps you want more of that, Spirit. Help me to want to give back more than I want to receive today. Putting off the old self, taking on the new, growing in Christ, forgiving, canceling a debt, releasing angry feelings towards someone for an offense. Perhaps it's the grace of forgiveness and release that you'd like to zip up today. Maybe it's tenderheartedness, loving, kind, and gentle spirit, renewing. Perhaps it's renewing in the spirit of your mind. Mm-hmm. Perhaps your mind is heavy. Heavy burdened with, I need to do this, this, and this in order to feel that I'm enough. When we come to the end of ourselves, then we find that we lack nothing in God. Perhaps that's a desire to zip up in your armor of God today. Perhaps it's the grace, as this is more of a shadow side, but releasing that false talk towards yourself and resurrecting positive, kind, loving words towards yourself in your intonation. Perhaps it's understanding what the Lord's will is. And maybe you have a desire today to be filled with the Holy Spirit more today than yesterday. So those are the two, or making an honest living with your hands. Actually, that's another one. And rejecting falsehood, the state of being untrue. So we just went over areas that perhaps you relate to of items and character traits that you want to unzip and those that you want to zip up. And as Dr. Stella was saying earlier, turning your attention and thoughtfully reading through these lists, we do have this Bible study that's up with the recording of this. Thoughtfully read through those lists again and ask the Holy Spirit to sift your mind and help you tune into those behaviors that you most closely relate to in your life. Perhaps they are behaviors you've set aside on your spiritual journey with the Lord. Perhaps they are behaviors that still creep into your life, as mentioned, when you are below the line, physically speaking. As you outshine the darkness by the light of your awareness on your shadow behavior, invite the Holy Spirit to lighten your grip and assist you in the release process. As mentioned, how true is that, Stella? Because
Yeah, and I was just going to say,
it's like grace.
I love having lists. And even if you don't want to carry a piece of paper around, you might take a picture of it with your cell phone. And when these issues come up, when the things that feel darkness or the things that that make you shine and outshine, when they come up, you can look at them and then you can journal what exactly, how you reacted to that. Because, you know, when you're angry, what causes you to be angry? Usually it's kind of the same trigger sometimes, right? Mm-hmm. So you just write down why and how you reacted to it, and then write down how you should react to it to shine and outshine what has just happened. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a way of making and creating change, is bringing awareness to your reaction, your action, and then bringing awareness to your reaction, how you should react. So I think those are things, these lists are important so that you can create change, because not having a list is almost like when people say, oh, I haven't eaten that much today, and they haven't written down what they ate. And then when they really write down what they ate, they say, oh my God, I do consume quite a bit of calories during the course of a day. You know, it's like, oh, that's now that I write it down, I kind of see. And then once that behavior, you notice it, you bring noticing to it, you start to change and say, you know what, maybe I'm going to eat the same amount I usually do when I was tracking this. It's the same thing with how I'm going to watch how angry I get in this situation and react this way, the way I should react. Mm-hmm. And so lists are just wonderful in making change.
Well, they give us that high noticing to be able to take back our ability to make, to identify and adjust our behavior. Because if we don't know, it's that subtle frequency that's going underneath the radar, that the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking to devour us. And when we don't have our attention and we fall asleep in the spirit with just lulled to sleep by our to-do list, rather than being alert and awake and committed and having that clear focus, which leads to accuracy of response, and really knowing what do you want. And even, it's really not a matter of should, because should has guilt to it. This isn't a shoulding situation. No. This is a real wanting. Like, what do you want? Right. What do you want more of in your life? And then just really just outlining that and highlighting that in your new nature and putting, identifying and adjusting. So we've learned this today about the behaviors listed that we don't want, or perhaps are putting a bushel over our light, those behaviors that we want more of. And we've reflected upon these as you thoughtfully high noticing around your old self and your new self, what pops out for you, which behaviors come more easily for you, what behaviors do you desire to see more of, and what holds you back from showcasing those desired behaviors. These are all self-reflection questions that will help you anchor these behaviors rather than pointing to a behavior and saying, yes, I want more selflessness. and so asking yourself, well, what's held you back from being more generous in your life? And then you can kind of peel that back. Well, it's my fear that I won't have enough. Take that before the Lord. Mm-hmm. What do I need? What resources do I need to gather to myself to feel safer with where I'm at, so that the Holy Spirit can move generosity through me out into the world, detoxing negativity. We've identified and adjusted in those behaviors through those questions, and as Stella mentioned, to maintain this, what do we do to maintain it? So we're going to end this this podcast just with a few solid activities or practices for you to maintain once you've identified what you would like less of and what you want more of when it comes to your old self and new self, to detox negativity, to make more room for positivity, which is that second list. So to write on that index card, on one side of the card, simply write down three new behaviors that come easily for you. And three new behaviors that you would like to see more of. So use that second list of those positive character traits and practices that come easily for you, and three that you want to see more of. And then on the back side of that index card, write down three behaviors from your old nature that you want to release, unzip, step out of in your life. For each behavior that you write down of the three behaviors from your old nature, pause and ask yourself, what triggers this behavior in my life? What do I want to remember or need to remember in that moment to help me lean into Jesus' love for me? Hear and lean into Jesus' compassionate declaration over the life of the woman caught in adultery and apply this to your life. When Jesus spoke these words, "Woman, is there anyone here to condemn you? Go and leave your life of sin." Jesus is all about beginning again. And so this activity of just simply writing down those behaviors from your old nature that you want to release, inviting the Holy Spirit to pull that in. And then what's the next step?
The next, ask questions to help unveil any hidden agendas. and we all have those around unwanted behavior. What is the upside of holding onto this behavior? What do I get out of it? Is it power over others? The right to need to be right. Wow. Right? The right to the need to be liked. Understood in order to feel and have worth, value. All of these things are negative things that come into your head. And we need to peel it back, you know, take it away to reveal the main fuel behind this unwanted behavior and invite the Holy Spirit into us to shadow and overshadow all of these things that are not needed. Mm-hmm. Also, watch out for the serpent. Satan is real, guys. And you know, I've had conversations with people about evil and good and God and Satan. And some people need to bring awareness that he is real. And the behaviors, that these negative behaviors, are his trickery. And that comes in different forms, right? Self-accusation. that leads to paralysis and more darkness, right?
So one of his guilt and shame is like his huge ways of like keeping us stuck. Guys, he doesn't, in terms of that first list, we read that in a very light space of the redemption in Christ, because that is old. No. Jesus, just like that. Yep. Is there anyone here to condemn you? Let's go, guys.
No.
Let's begin again. No. Satan would have you stay in guilt and shame because it's questioning that the blood of Christ is enough, right, which is what happened with Judas. Mm-hmm. He didn't believe that the blood of Christ was enough to cover his sin of rejection.
No. And that's the thing. We need to realize that it is. It is. Did God really say that? When you're at, the Satan is smart, right? You know, he will make you think that came from God. But did God really say that? Did he really forgive you? You need to be bold with Jesus Christ, right? Behind me, Satan. I choose to hold fast to my identity in Christ. By his stripes, I am healed. That's Isaiah 53:5. I always say, in addition to writing down on these index cards some of what the actions, you put a scripture behind it. Even if it's like, when it happens, oh my God, get behind me, Satan. I bind you in the name of Jesus. By
the name of Jesus Christ. Is there anyone here to condemn me? I've said that one out loud. Right. Is there anyone here to condemn me?
No,
sin no more.
Exactly. He gave you. There's power in his word.
Yep.
He is the word. There's power in it. And as you master the old nature behaviors, continue to reflect on this list and add new ones, because we have a list of some of the ones that are more common, but you'll find one that's personally to you. I think you may want to add to this.
Absolutely.
And remember, whatever you drag out into the light of your awareness and the light of Christ, his love and redemption loses its grip on you. So just make sure that you put God first and bring him into your life and try not to do this alone. We try to do all this alone and we'll fail. You know, his word is what we need to rely on, and his gifts and his nature for us. Remember, we're always in his image, and we have to remember that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we're just going to close this today, but just a brief summary of what you experienced today. Our focus from this morning was a negativity detox step 2. This is a continuation of the first step of the negativity podcast that we did in a previous recording. We explored high noticing around those negative thoughts and intentions we use with ourselves. This is taking it a little bit deeper, as we learned about what it looks like to outshine the darkness, to have more compassion, understanding that our choice of response emotionally can actually shift the brainwaves in another human being. That's how powerful this is. Love evokes love. Empathy evokes empathy, kindness evokes kindness, and anger, hatred evokes anger and hatred. Then we dismantled the two chapters and pulled out the old self, those behaviors that hold us back from shining and contribute to negativity in the world. And we also reflected on the list of behaviors in Ephesians 4 and 5 that actually empower us to outshine the darkness. Once we've learned that, we actually reflected on it. What resonates with me? Mm-hmm. What is my old self? What character traits do I slip into? And then bringing that to the Holy Spirit, who's our assistant. By the way, he's our virtual assistant when it comes to personal excellence in life, and inviting the Holy Spirit to lighten our grip and assist us in the release process of those old behaviors. And we also reflected on what our new nature looks like. What do we want it to look like? Then we identified and adjusted those behaviors and character traits that need pruning for growth, and pausing and lingering in those behaviors, expanding those behaviors in our new nature. We ended with maintaining practices, and that is just writing on an index card your top 3 behaviors that come easily for you and your 3 nature behaviors that you'd like to see more of. And then on the back side of the card, we discussed writing those 3 behaviors from your old nature that you want to release and unzip. And for each of those behaviors, we posed sentence stems to help you go a little bit deeper. What triggers this behavior in my life? What do I need to remember in the moment to help me lean into Jesus' love for me? And remembering his declaration, is there anyone here to condemn you? Mm-hmm. Shake it off and move forward quickly back to that outshining the darker character traits that we've learned in this study. And to ask questions to unveil the hidden agendas. And to watch out for the serpent of guilt and shame. As quickly as possible, use scripture, as Jesus did in the desert, to stand against the temptations of the evil one to keep you in guilt and shame. Did God really say that? Yes, God did say that. And I claim that for myself today, that I am healed by his stripes, that I have been put to death with him on the cross. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives within me. And that as far as the east is from the west, he has forgiven me. And as though my sins are as scarlet, he will make them as white as snow. Mm-hmm. So as we're mastering these old nature behaviors, continue to reflect on that list, as Dr. Stella was saying, the importance of printing that out so that you see that you circle. I want more of this. I want more of seeing the best in others. Holy Spirit, help me to give generous assumptions today.
And you'll feel better.
Absolutely.
So we'll end in closing prayer. And dear God, please give me more of you. Bless me. I declare the new beginning in my behavior as a set point in my life. And I thank you for those now in advance. I choose loving grace and to put on away my old self and have you completely emerge me into the new. And that I'm not consumed anymore into the darkness, but into the light. Lord, I am your ambassador. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Make your appeal through me. Make my choice to detox these negative behaviors from my life and have a revival for you and to call me to go to. I want to outshine the darkness, Jesus. And I thank you in advance for giving me the opportunity to do this. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Surround yourself with people who make you a better person in life. Thank you for joining us today. And please explore more of our podcasts. And you can do that at edgegodin.com. That's edgegodin.com. As my youth pastor used to say, give him heaven. We need more heaven. God bless you guys.
Bye-bye.
Have fun practicing.
Good.